they were originally part of the Singer Sewing Machine Corporation, or owned by the Singer Sewing Machine Corporation. Been out there since like the 70s. I believe they've actually had activity in the county for almost 50 years.
And what do they produce there?
They have traditionally produced products associated with their motion systems division. This expansion brings some jobs associated with their guidance and navigation division. And very specifically, this is a laser-based guidance system that's used in just a tremendous amount of applications.
Such as?
Been on all the space shuttles, and also they were actually on the Mars, the Voyager, that just went into interstellar space. That was actually a Kierfod guidance system, and I saw in New Jersey where they still maintain the backup system for that.
How many employees do they have in Black Mountain, and what does this expansion mean for the number of employees there?
Currently, they have 336 employees. This expansion will be 75 net new jobs over the next 3 years, and over the next 5 years, we're really hoping it'll be closer to 125 new jobs. Like I say, it is in a new division. Out of that 75 new jobs, 32 of those are very, very high-paying engineering and sales, IT, administration jobs that are very high-quality jobs.
This corporation has facilities in New Jersey, in Black Mountain, and in Mexico. Why do you think they chose to expand the facility in Black Mountain?
You know, I think there were a lot of factors. I believe they've been very, very happy with their current workforce, and they have felt comfortable to attract new talent in engineering, particularly to the North Carolina site.
It's been reported that the wages are significantly higher than the average wages in Buncombe County. Is that true?
Yeah, I believe it is. Their average blended wage out there on these new jobs is over $46,000 a year. I believe our county average hovers right around $35,000 today.
You mentioned initially this, the reports are 75 jobs, but it could actually be far more. What factors will determine just how many new jobs will be created?
The announcement today involves a 3-year time frame, and so the company has seen that conservatively they feel they'll be adding 75 new jobs. The business climate, and I run into this with almost all my clients, is changing so fast that getting into 5-year projections always gets a little bit nervous. But if they duplicate their continued growth in this motion systems division, they'll be closer to 125 in 5 years.
What can you tell us about any incentives that were offered or taken?
There was an incentive package associated with the expansion. Again, these incentives were offered by the Buncombe County, and they will only be paid after the metrics are met for job growth and capital investment.
When did you first learn of the corporation's plans to expand that facility?
Last August of 2013, we started a project of working with them and have been in communication with them ever since.
What's the timeline on this project?
Well, it begins today. Once they had gotten through the due diligence of evaluating sites, they were very excited to be moving forward. They've been doing due diligence on the creation of a clean room in the facility that will house some of these jobs, and also a small expansion to the building out in Black Mountain. And they will be hiring some of these jobs very, very quickly.
Who are their customers?
NASA has been a customer in the past. I know there's a lot being done with submarines today and research associated in geology. I know there are some military applications as well.
What does this announcement say about the local economy?
I think it's real positive, and it speaks very highly of our current workforce and our ability to train the workforce of the future. They were very excited once they had finally made a decision to relocate here. It's just another set of jobs coming on board that we hope will continue to drive down the unemployment rate.
These are much better paying jobs than we've seen created of late.
They're definitely high paying, high quality jobs. Western Carolina University is starting an engineering school down at Biltmore Park. There's Megatronics School at UNCA. So I believe that our educational system is gearing up for the future of high tech jobs in the area.